So let me ask you something. I want you to be honest, okay? Really, sweetie, look at me. I really want you to be honest. Did you have fun tonight? Now, don't answer within half a second. Think about it. This is how I know you're not telling the truth, is you answer too quick. So tonight's party, did you enjoy that? Not really. Yeah, I didn't think so. So, I'm sorry, first of all. I wouldn't have stayed so late. I didn't really realize until we were kind of leaving that you really wanted to leave. You should have said something, really, because we could have left. Yeah, I was having fun, but if you're not, I'm not gonna enjoy myself at your expense, you know? So I'm just trying to figure out. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I just want to know why you didn't have fun. It's our friends, right? Yeah, it's okay. So they're mostly my friends, right? And we just sat around talking and laughing, and we didn't really do anything. What do you mean you couldn't add to the conversation? Oh, right. Okay, I see. So you don't. Okay, because we don't have the same hobbies and stuff. You don't. Okay. Anything else? It doesn't matter how you dress or how you look. It doesn't. You look fine, first of all. And even if you didn't, it doesn't matter. We're just friends hanging out. Well, yeah, some of my guy friends are a little vain, and they tend to overdo it and dress up a bit. That doesn't mean you have to. Okay, I get the feeling that you feel like a fish out of water when we do things like this. You look kind of uncomfortable, and you are, aren't you? Is there anybody that you do feel comfortable with? Right, and I don't know them. Okay. Well, I'm glad you have a group of friends that you can just be yourself with, for sure. I don't play that game, so I don't know. I wouldn't really know what to say if I was to join you guys. But I would join you if you guys want to go out for drinks or something. I'll be happy to come along. Unless it's just a guy thing. I don't know. I don't know the code. Is there a code? I don't know the code. Bros before hoes or something. I don't know. But listen, what I'm trying to say, Tani, listen. Please listen to me. I don't care if you don't like parties. I really don't. It doesn't matter. It's just a thing that we could do once in a while, get together with friends. If it's not your thing, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, we just won't go. Okay? That's it. We just won't go. You seem to like it better if we just have lunch with one or two friends. No, yeah, exactly. That's a little nicer to deal with. Okay, so we'll do that. We'll see our friends just like one-on-one kind of. Yeah. Yeah, the music was a bit loud. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree that party atmosphere is not always pleasant. I get sick of it. I would like it a bit quieter. We could just talk, and it did get quieter near the end. So, but this is no. I'm trying to tell you, sweetie. I don't. When we got together, I wanted you to understand that I'm not just your girl sometimes, you know? You're not my guy just when I need to go out or when I need to be around people or when I want to do something. It's not like that for me. It's like we're together, and that's the most important thing to me. I love being with you. I really do. You make me laugh, you make me smile. I love the things we talk about. I love cuddling with you. I love how sensitive and sweet you are, how loving you are. Yeah, that's always going to be a priority for me. I'm not with a performing monkey, you know? I'm not going to trot you out to parties and say, look at my guy, isn't he great? Like, I don't think like that, and I really hope you don't. Because us is what matters to me. And that means you matter to me. How you feel and how... what you would like, you know? And sure, we may have to make some compromises now and then. Wouldn't everybody? Like, don't we have to make compromises all the time? You know, you're at work and everybody's going for lunch and everyone wants to go to this, you know, a certain place, and someone else wants to go get pizza and someone wants Chinese. And, you know, like, we all kind of end up compromising, right? Well, if I can do that for Barbara from accounting, I can definitely do that with you, you know? I don't want you to feel bad about it. I never want you to feel bad about yourself. This is who you are, and I love who you are. And I don't care about parties and social stuff, and I don't care. I care only if it makes you uncomfortable. There's no such thing as normal. When is the last time you met someone normal? What's normal? Everyone I know has got some weird thing about them. You know? We're all weird. All of us are weirdos in our own way. That's what makes us unique and interesting. And that's how you find your fellow weirdos, is you figure out what your weirdo is, and then you are attracted to your fellow weirdos. No, there's no normal. There's no should. Stop shitting on yourself. You are you, and you're wonderful. I love you just the way you are. So please don't ever feel like there's some sort of comparison or some sort of standard that you have to live up to. You don't. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. Ever. You are you. And that's it. That's good enough. That's great. It certainly is for me. Okay, honey? Well, thank you for talking to me. No more parties. No, we'll just do better things for both of us, okay? I love you.